The pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, "Ma Hashem Elokecha she'el mi'imach." What does the Rabbeinu Shel Olam ask from you? And Chazal explained that the word "ma," you shouldn't read "ma" with a mem and a hey. Rather, you should read it "mea," which means 100. That what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam asks from us is to make 100 brachas a day. We find a similar concept in the Zohar. The Zohar says that when a neshama comes down to this world, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gives him 100 keys to open up the gates and the doors on this world. And those 100 keys are the 100 brachas that we make every day. Why are the brachas so important that they are the objective for why we are on this world? The answer is because the purpose of us being on this world is to reveal the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides himself on this world, and we have to reveal him. We have to show that he's constantly here, and he's engaged in every area of the world. And that's what we do when we make a bracha. When a person does an innocuous action, for example, he eats an apple. By making a bracha, he acknowledges that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is intimately involved in every area of our life. And that's why brachas are so important. So if we stop for a second before we make the next bracha and realize what we are doing, we are revealing Kvod Shamayim in the Bria, and that is the reason why we are here.